Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert. Today we're going to be talking about copycats. I know you guys already got my newsletter, Don't Be Fooled, talking about the copycats, trying to steal my newsletter content, trying to steal my mojo, stuff like that. But you know what? Today I want to go a little deeper into it. My letter is actually very thorough, but I thought I needed to follow this up with a cue box. Because I want this to be something that people are not just reading in my newsletter. This is something that's really going to establish the proof. Because I got a couple of emails from some people who said, well, you know, we see the people on your list, and, you know, if we get something back from them that says, hey, well, Q's totally lying. It's not true. How can I prove, okay, that these people are totally trying to swipe my moves, totally trying to, you know, swipe my content, stuff like that? How can I prove that? Here's the proof. Number one, I already talked about in my letter that you can't be me. No one can. You can't be Q and no one else. Just like I can't be you and I can't be anyone else in a marketplace, because everyone has that one thing about them that makes them unique and separates them from the pack. And I obviously have that. If I didn't have that, you wouldn't be listening to this right now. If I didn't have that, you wouldn't be reading my newsletters. The competition is going to come back and say, especially these guys who are trying to swipe my content, they're going to say, well, you know, this stuff is generic and, you know, everyone is using it. Totally not true. I mean, read my newsletters, people. There's nothing generic about me. When you read my newsletters, it's a flow to it. I talk about things that happen to me. I talk about things that happen to others who are working with me, who are teamed up with me. I mean, it's nothing generic about it. When you listen to me on recording, like you're listening to me right now I'm sitting here in my office and I'm talking on a telephone as if I was sitting in your front living room. No script. You don't hear any commercial music playing in the background. That's corny. That's not me. I'm real. When people hear me on a cue box, they hear me because this is me. They hear my passion. They hear my emotion. The realness comes through, okay? This is why I have people trying to swipe my content, because people love that about me. I don't play games. You know, I shoot from the hip. I tell the truth. I give it to you raw. If you don't like it, hey, take a hike. Because that's the way I am. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth, because either you're going to love it or you're not going to love it. You're going to join or you're not going to join, and I have absolutely no control over that. But I'm not going to water down my message for the masses. I'm going to tell people the truth, because do you want me to try and be your best friend, or do you want me to tell it to you like it is? Do you want me to give you some BS, or do you want the truth? So you know what pitfalls lie ahead. I mean, which do you want? This is me. And the competition knows that coming through the door, especially the guys who are on my list. These are people who haven't even been around probably a year or two. I'm going on 9 years doing this, people. They don't really have the credibility and the documentation that I have. And tell me if this isn't true. When you're looking at a home-based business opportunity, as soon as you come through the door, you're looking at something, you are looking for the guy or the lady who has made it already. You want the guy who has that incredible story, who pulled himself up from the bootstraps, or some lady who's done it. That's the person who you want. That's the person who you want to work with. You want the person who's been there and done that already, the one who has the credibility, the longevity, the documentation. That's the guy you want to talk to. This is why you have these guys stealing my content. Why? Because I have it. I have that mojo. I have that credibility. I have that documentation already. I've been doing this going on 9 years. At the end of this year, it's going to be 9 years. I've made millions doing this. People have made huge amounts of money working with me. I mean, look at the testimonials on my website, people. I got people doing $100,000 inside of 3 to 4 months. $100,000 from home, no second job. Why do you think these people are trying to make you think that I have some association with them? Think about this now, too. This is something that I know you haven't thought about, and this is one of the main reasons why I decided to do that copycat letter. Think about this. if someone is totally swiping my content, they're being deceptive, right? They subscribe to my newsletter as if they are a true prospect when they're not. The competition subscribes to my newsletter so they can watch me to see what I do because they know that I'm money in the bank. They know that already. I've been doing this at the end of this year, 9 years. I have the longevity. I'm not one of these guys who's around for 3 months and you never hear from me again. These guys subscribe to my newsletter and they watch me. Then they swipe my content. Why? Because it's juicy, people. You know it is. That's why you're still on my newsletter right now. You know the information that I send you. It's not some boring junk. It's not some long order form. It's gold nuggets, and they know it. These people can't write, so they swipe my content, put it into their order responder, and send it out to their list as if they wrote it. Why? Because they know that my newsletters prompt quick responses. That's why. Do you know that my newsletter retention is 83%? 83%. Tell me what guy out there can say that about their newsletter for what I'm doing. Tell me. The competition knows that. This is why they're swiping my content. Here's another thing. You already know that a one-page ad or one-line classified ad that you see somewhere in a newspaper or magazine doesn't matter. You are not going to come out of your pocket and spend money on any home-based business opportunity just because you saw a full-page ad or just because you saw a classified or something like that. You're not. What actually gets you to make a decision to take action and join? When you subscribe to the author's newsletter and you get valuable content every 2 to 3 days, and you see what? You see longevity. You see credibility. You see, wow, this guy actually knows what the hell he's talking about. That's what you see. You see that this guy is the real deal. You see that what this guy is doing, it works. You see other people who are working with this guy making tons of money, and you say, you know what? I'm going to raise my hand and join because I want to be a part of this now. You know, I see it's the real deal. I'm tired of waiting on the sidelines. Now I'm going to join. That's what actually makes you join, people. Not because someone tried to slam dunk you from a full-page ad or tried to slam dunk you from, you know, some classified or a card deck or something like that. You know, you can't do that anymore. People are very savvy now. No one's going to let me put it this way. Someone who's naive and has no clue as to how to properly evaluate a home-based business opportunity, maybe you can do that with them. Maybe you can sucker them into taking some money out of their pocket just because they saw an ad in a magazine, you know, or listened to you for about 2 minutes on a recording or something, you know, and you sold them really well. But I'm telling you, people, you can't do that. Not nowadays. People are very savvy. And if what you have is great, you got to show people. The way you show people is not getting on the phone and doing a hard sell, but you give them documentation. And that's what I have, people, massive documentation. It's all throughout my newsletter. And when you read my newsletters, just to show you that when the competition comes back with, well, the content is generic and, you know, anybody can use it, okay? When you read my newsletters and you're listening to me right now, you totally know that my Q-Box matches my newsletters. I jump on a computer, people, and I type up a newsletter in minutes. I don't need to even sit there and think about it. I jump on a computer and boom, I let it rip. It's done in minutes, and I blast it out. I don't have to sit around and think about it. It just spills out of my head. See, you have to be creative to do that. And number one, you got to be real and have documentation to be able to do that. The competition doesn't. This is why they swipe my content. And just to go back to one of the main reasons why I did this copycat letter again, think about it, people. If someone's swiping my content, putting it into their order responder, and they're using all of my content and that content actually gets you to join and you spend money with them, who actually made the sale? Did they make the sale or did I make it? Of course, I did. So what they do is they steal my content, use my content, make money with my content, and unless someone stands up and says something about it, these people have no clue as to what happened. They think that I'm in that program. They think that I'm working with that person. That person thinks that the person who has the autoresponder blasting my content out to their list, they actually think that that person is making the money that they say they're making, and they're not. Now tell me that's not deceptive. Tell me that's not being a total, lazy, unethical thief. Tell me that's not. And again, if they're using my content and my content is actually making that person stand up and raise their hand and say, hey, I want to join, I'm the one who's making a sale and not them. These people don't get on the phone and do selling. These people just use my content to push people to, you know, raise their hand and join. That's it. I mean, that's the bottom line. See, there is a difference, a huge difference between modeling someone and total plagiarizing. Modeling someone is when you say, you know what, I want to be successful. You know, you have like a benchmark. You could look at a guy like Bill Gates and say, you know what, I want to get into technology. You know, I want to be a billionaire in the technology field. You can read an autobiography on Bill Gates, and you can kind of get a feel of what this guy's mindset is, what drives him and things like that. But once you get into totally stealing Microsoft's technology and trying to release it as an original, total trademark infringement and plagiarizing. And that's exactly what these people are doing. That's not modeling. That's total plagiarizing. If someone writes a book, you go to Barnes & Noble or wherever, you buy the book, you take it off the shelf, then you go home and you read the book, you say, oh, wow, the book is so great, right? And then what you do is you retype the book, all of the content, word for word, and just happen to change the title and now try to release it as an original, total plagiarizing. People get sued for things like this. This is criminal. This is criminal activity here. So now, when we go back to, you know, a person being a copycat, swiping content, trying to make someone think that they have some association with me, trying to make someone think that I'm actually in that program, trying to use my recordings, saying, hey, here's a guy who's in my upline, you know, listen to this recording. And now this person is listening to me, and again, they're thinking that I'm pushing the program that, you know, the competition is pushing. Because they're thinking that, hey, well, you know, this sounds great. You know, I listen to all these recordings, and this guy sounds great. And then when they ask, can they talk to me, they say, oh, well, he's busy. Think about that, people. If you ever hear that, that's a total lie. People on my list get to talk to me. You see my telephone number in every single newsletter. You can talk to me at any time. The bottom line is this. Modeling and plagiarizing is two different things, and I do not release my content to anyone to use. I have total control over my content. Something that I used to do in the past, before I set up the Team Leader Partnership Program where people would join and, you know, I would still write ads and everything for them to advertise, but they would handle their own leads. They would still use my recordings and things like that, but they had their own autoresponder system, and I would allow them to copy my content using a code, okay, into their autoresponder, and then they could use my content, and the contact information would lead back to them. I don't do that anymore. Now, there's no reason for it. You know, people join. They don't have to worry about, you know, how to manage an autoresponder and following up with leads and things like that. I mean, they pretty much just advertise, right? People go to my website. They subscribe to my newsletter with the person's referral ID. They get my content. every 2 to 3 days. And when they're ready to join, people call me. I answer their questions. I sign them up, and boom. You know, the person teamed up with me is the person who gets the money, $1,000, $5,000, $12,500, whatever the enrollment was. Now, because we have that, again, I don't release my content to anyone. So if you see someone using my content, after listening to this and after reading my copycat letter, you know exactly why it's going on. And if you want the proof, here's some real proof. Tell that person, right, to, if you call this person, right, and, you know, you're asking them about the opportunity and, you know, they're answering your questions and things like that, say, listen, if this is true, okay, if you actually wrote this content, what I want you to do is write up a quick newsletter right now off the top of your head, give them a topic, and tell them to email it to you in 10 minutes. There's your proof right there. Tell them to do that in 10 minutes. I guarantee you they can't do it. Guarantee you. And if they do it, let's see the difference in my content and in theirs and see if they can pass it off as original. Listen, I got people on my team who call me at any given time during the day or night. And they say, Q, listen, you know what? I got my own list of people, warm market, and you know what? I need some type of email advertisement, you know, to send them. Can you whip something up for me? I jump right on a computer. Takes me 5 minutes, maybe 10, depending on how long I make it. Boom, I shoot it right to them. They call me up. Wow, Q, that was fast. This is incredible. I love this. Yeah, I'm going to blast it out tonight. That lady on my team in California, Bia in California, she asked me for that when she did an email blast. I whipped that ad up in 5 minutes, shot it over to her. She paid $200 for an email blast and generated almost $26,000 in a week. Now do you see why these people are copying my content? Because it pulls money, people, a money in a bank. This is why these people are trying to swipe my content and pass it off as original. If you really want to test these people to see if they're original, because, hey, I can take the test anytime. It's not a problem. But these people, if you want to test them, this is what you tell them to do. Hey, whip me up a quick email ad to send to whoever, my warm market, or, you know, I want to do an email blast, whatever, and see if those ads match mine. See if they match the same quality. See if they have that same style and mojo. Because, see, one thing about my newsletters, one thing about all of my advertisements, they have style to them. I have a certain writing style. I have a certain mojo there that you can recognize. And people know that. People see someone else trying to copy my stuff and they say, oh, you know what, that sounds like you. You know, where did you get this from? It's not even something that I really have to send a copycat letter out about. The reason why I sent that letter out, another reason, is because I was getting emails from other people on my list saying, hey, you know what, I was checking out another opportunity, and you know what, this guy's using your stuff. This lady is using your stuff. You know, are you working with them? Are you in that program? These are people who are loyal, who have been on my newsletter for months to years watching me, right? And when they see that, they say, you know what, this guy's a copycat. This lady's a copycat. And then what do? They destroy their credibility if they had any at all. Because once someone is labeled a hack, a thief, a hustler, a copycat, once they're labeled that and they're exposed, nobody wants to work with them because they want the original. And that's me. They want the real deal. Listen, this is Q. I got a couple of more Q boxes on the way. Make sure you listen to those. Beware of the super networker and true prospect versus suspect. This is Q, the cash gifting expert. Take care.